right. Good morning, church. Good to be back with you again this evening or this morning. You know, something that's been impressed upon me here, of course, for the last few months, and especially is, you know, I come across my own shortcomings, my own failures, and I try to tell you guys, you know, about whenever I'm preaching. This sermon probably is preached more to me this morning than it's going to be to you, but take it for what it's worth. And I want to tell you, Julie, I don't know if it's back here, if she give it to you, but anyway, I'm going to be over in a couple of different scriptures to start off with. I know one of them's up there. It's in Jeremiah 29:13. And then I'm going to jump over to John 12:32 here in just a minute, too, as well, whenever I get into it. But the title that I titled it, what the Lord had showed me to title, this is for myself again. I come to lift up Jesus this morning. I want you to understand that I come here to lift him up. And I want to do nothing but give him praise, give him honor, give him what he so rightly deserves this morning. Because you know what? There's so much stuff out here, but there's nothing that deserves any more of my praise than what Jesus Christ deserves in my life. And I hope and pray that you could say the same thing here this morning. If you would, let's stand, and we'll start off in Jeremiah 29:13. I've used this scripture before, so it isn't nothing new. And it says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart." And then over in John 12:32, very familiar scripture as well. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Very familiar scripture, both of them. But can I tell you something this morning before I pray? I hope and pray that it has a much profound effect on you that it has on me. Just letting God deal with me. I'll tell you what, no one likes to take a whipping. No one does, especially from the Lord. But I tell you what, he can get pretty good ones sometimes, can he not? Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. Again, Lord, I come thanking you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for all that you do, Lord Jesus. If this morning, Lord, I pray that your spirit would go out amongst us, Lord, I pray. I pray, Father, that the anointing would be upon it, Lord, this morning, the preaching. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, whatever's said and done here this morning, it'll be for your glory and for the upbuilding of your kingdom, Lord. For, Father, we truly believe that you're the only way, the truth, and the light. And we give you the praise for it all. We ask it in your Son, Jesus' name. And amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you. If you pray with me this morning, and if you hear this morning and the anointing falls, I pray that it does, you'll never have to be begged to pray or to praise or to go to church ever again. Can I have an amen? Amen. I'm going to lift up Jesus this morning, and I pray that is your goal here this morning, is to lift up Jesus Christ this morning. I pray that is your goal this morning. For he's the center of my life, and I hope and pray that he is the center of your life. And this is scripture this morning, what I'm going to preach this morning. I hope that it proves it in your life that he is truly the center of your life. Because I'm here to tell you this morning, anything than him being the center of your life is nothing but just this dross. It's just nothing but no good. Because you need to have him as the center of your life. If you anything out of it, he's my life, and he should be yours as well. I hope and pray that he is your life here this morning. I lay before you a principle that's found in the Bible this morning. And just as sure as the sun rises every morning, this principle can be found in our text this morning that I read to you. And it's just very simple. "And seek ye, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." And the other one is, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." The principle goes for both those that are lost and for those that are saved here this morning. I want to hit everybody today. Because I come here to lift up Jesus. I want to tell you that again. I come here to lift him up. And I'm telling you, if you're here this morning and you're lost, I'll tell you what, you've got to seek him with all your heart. If you're here this morning and you're born again and you're saved, I'm here to tell you, you've got to seek him with all your heart. Because that's the only way you've got to have him as the center of what you got. For the lost, you have to search with him for all your heart, your soul, and your mind. When the Spirit calls you, listen to me, you must lay everything down before him. This is an old saying. Preachers have said it for years, but it is the truth. when you come to lay it on this altar, it needs to stay there. You can't pick it up and take it back with you. If you're lost here this morning and the Spirit is dealing with you, come here this morning, lay it on this altar, and don't take it back. Don't take it back with you. And you'll find the peace and the love that you are longing for. Because like I'm going to tell you right now, you can long for a lot of things in your life, but I'm telling you, I'm standing up here and I want to make sure that you understand, I want to lift Jesus up this morning. The only way that you'll find true peace and true love in your heart is to have Him come into your heart. That's it. For the born-again believer, you must also search for Him with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. You have to do that. You want to praise on your lips? You want a song in your heart? You want a peace that'll pass all understanding when the world is turned upside down around you? I'm here to tell you this morning, I lift Jesus up this morning because He is the one that can deliver that. I can't deliver it. No one in this church can deliver that. When you're worried, it has nothing to do with how much you have of this earth, with how much you have worldly stuff. That doesn't matter. Folks, you know as well as I, you know a lot of people like that. They have the world, they have everything, it seems like, that they can have out here, but they still somehow are lacking something. I'm telling you, God put that within every human being that they have a desire to know Him. Amen. That's it. Romans 12:1 tells us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service, Christian. That's just your reasonable service. It isn't something that's out of the ordinary. Whenever we do that, don't expect a pat on the back. God said that's your reasonable service. He must be everything to you. Can I get that through to you anymore? And I'm going to say some stuff here in a little bit. And you're going to look at me. And I know I get this look every time that I say it. But He needs to be everything to you. Anything less than that will leave you feeling empty and will always be searching. Anything less than that is Him the center of your life. Peter, James, and John, and Paul knew these principles. They knew them very well. If you go through and read your scriptures, you'll see what I'm talking about. The Apostle John, the beloved disciple, he pinned this down over in John 12:32. Jesus said this, and again, I'm going to read it. If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. By our words, Christians, this is you, by our actions, and by our dedication, if Jesus is lifted up, I'm telling you, you will draw others unto Him. Can I have an amen? If He's lifted up in your life and He is the center of your life, I can guarantee you people will want to know what makes you like you are. They're going to want to know what makes you tick. I come to lift Him up here this morning. Not only in this building today, but I'm here to tell you, and this should be your goal as well, you should be willing and want to lift Him up, not only standing and sitting in this building here today. I come to lift Him up everywhere I go, every day of the week, 24/7. That should be our goal. That should be the center of our attention. Paul wrote over in 1 Corinthians, for I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You want to go out here, you know, you don't have to worry about a lot of the nonsense going out here in the world as long as you say to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The rest of it will fall into place because I'm here to tell you this morning, showing Him, lifting Him up to where you can see that He is the one, the only. He died on a cross. He lives within you. Praise His name this morning. Praise His name. What else can we? And Peter said this over in 2 Peter. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and they abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren, or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You lift Him up. If these things are in you, you will never be barren. when it comes to the work of the Lord. Can I have an amen? You're not going to be. It's a promise. It's a principle of the Bible. And I'm here to tell you, stand upon those principles. James said this, very true. Draw nigh to God, and He will do what? He'll draw nigh to you. You say, you stand here, you may say here this morning, why, I don't feel God. Listen, the Bible tells me if you're drawing nigh to Him, He will come to you. He will draw nigh to you. So whose fault is that? They knew that everything else would become secondary to Christ if Jesus became first. All the things out here in the world are secondary if Jesus becomes first in your life. You would not have to be begged to praise Him. You wouldn't have to have people stand up here begging to have Him praise Him. You would not have to be begged to praise Him. You would not have to find time to read His Word. You would have to find time not to read His Word. Amen? If Jesus is number one, I guarantee you, you would find time to read His Word, and you would have to find, yeah, and all this other stuff would go by the wayside. And that prayer time would become precious and not a ritual. And if you put Jesus first, you will have a longing to do something for Him. I don't know what it is. I'm not your mentor to tell you what it is. But I can guarantee you, if the Lord is working upon you, and if you put Jesus, if you lift Him up, He will let you know what He wants you to do, and you'll have no problem in figuring it out sometime. You would have a longing to see others come to know Him like you know Him. Do you have that longing this morning? Is that your goal when you get up in the morning and go out on your daily work of life? Is that your goal, is to bring others to Jesus? I hope it is, because if Jesus is the center of your life, you're going to want other people to know what you know. It doesn't matter where you come from. Listen, brothers and sisters, Jesus saved to the uttermost. But something that He showed me this week, and I praise God for this, He saves to you to the guttermost. You know what I'm saying? He picked me up out of the gutter one time. He picks a lot of people out of the gutter. And I'll tell you, He saved me one day. And praise His name. I thank God. I don't know where you are here this morning. I don't know whether you think you're the worst human being on this planet. Jesus can still save. And He can still save to the uttermost, because that's the Lord and Savior that we serve. Know this, Jesus can save. Paul told Timothy that he was the worst of sinners. Remember that? And Jesus saved him. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Paul said, of whom I was the chiefest, of whom I was the worst. That's what he was. He said, I was the worst. I come to lift up a Savior this morning. I come to lift up the one and the only one who can pull you up out of the muck and the mire and the mud of sin in this world and put your feet firmly on a solid rock and can show you that you are worth what you don't think that you're worth. None can save like Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Amen. Whereby, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. Shall be saved. But as many as received Him, to them gave Him power to become what? Sons of God. Even to them that believe in His name. How awesome is Jesus lifted up on high, showing us that He can save to the uttermost, save to the guttermost. He can do that for us. The same Jesus who went to the well and asked a Samaritan for a drink of water, told her she would give her water. If she drank of it, she would never thirst again. He never thirst. The same Jesus who said, fed 5,000 on one occasion and 4,000 on another occasion with a few fish and loaves of bread, said that He was the bread of life. Whosoever comes to Him would never hunger again. Can I have an amen this morning for that? The same Jesus who Himself prayed, because Jesus was a man of prayer. You know, that should teach us something. Taught us to pray in faith to move the mountains that will come in our lives. He taught us to do that. Pray, God, I lift Him up this morning because I believe that He is a God that will answer prayers. Jesus is that kind of a God. Amen. I've come to lift Jesus up this morning. Jesus, who wept over a friend who died, then raised him from the dead, and he still cares for us. Amen? Because I believe when one of his children hurts, he hurts. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all of our cares upon him, for what he careth for you. Raise your hand. You're you this morning. You're you this morning. He cares for you. Jesus, the lamb that was led to the slaughter. Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He brought us a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is dumb, so he opened up his mouth. That lamb that was led to the slaughter, he is also the chief shepherd. Praise God. 1 Peter, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not in a way. I want to lift him up this morning. I want him to be the focus of this morning, to let you know, praise God, that you put him center. Praise God, he will put you there as well. It's all about a man called Jesus. It's all about a place called Calvary. And it's all about an empty tomb. We know it all. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. It was about his blood. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came what? Came out blood and water. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. I want to lift him up this morning, that you understand that his precious blood can still covers a multitude of sins. It's about an empty tomb. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they had laid him. I'm telling you, that cross is important. But brothers, if he hadn't have come out of that tomb, everything we believe of would have been for naught. Praise God, he come out of the tomb and is alive and well today. I lift him up this morning. Because he is an awesome, awesome Savior. It's about Jesus. Jesus, who was a servant and a king. Am I right? For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And to give life a ransom for many. Revelation 19:16. Man, I love this. And then he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I lift up and I praise him this morning to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And praise God, you put him in the center of your life. And I'll tell you, he will be that to you. He will be your King of Kings. He will be your Lord of Lords. I've come to lift him up this morning. I tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about Jesus. Amen. That's what it's about. His disciples said, but the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? If you truly know him, you would have no problem giving him your all this morning. It's all about him. It's not about me. It's not about Drift Run Church. It's not about anybody else. It's all about him this morning. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus, God in human form, came down here. And like us, he was tempted in every way possible that we could be tempted. But I lift him up this morning because he was sinless in his temptation. You want to be prodded to praise him. You won't have to be prodded to be praised and worship him if you know him and put him as a sinner. Listen, even though Jesus hears and prays and worship 24/7, you know that, don't you? Jesus hears that 24/7, and the four beasts and each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day nor night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Jesus hears it, just like God hears it on the throne up there. Praise constantly. He still loves to hear from us this morning. If you won't, I'm telling you, the Bible tells me that the rocks would praise him one of these days. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would what? They would immediately cry out. Praise God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. I lift him up this morning. Hallelujah. Praise his name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you and praise you this morning. I know who the main character is, and I hope you do this morning too. I know what he's done for me. I know that he's still saving folks, still pulling them out of the fire, as I said last week. I know he's still a healer. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. They shall lay hands on the sick, and it said they shall recover. I know his name is the only way, but the only way our prayers can be answered. I pray, and in that day that ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. I know he still satisfies the longing heart. I lift him up for that this morning. For he satisfies the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. And I have come here this morning to lift up the name of Jesus, knowing full well he is all those things and so much more to me. If that doesn't light a fire within you, your wood is wet, I'm sorry to say this morning. You need to get to this altar this morning. You need to get up here this morning, not walk, but you need to run up here this morning. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of hands. When he come to love him more than your next meal, amen? When you come to love him more than the house that you live in, more than the clothes on your back, then we will truly understand the meaning of lifting up Jesus Christ as our Savior here this morning. That's what he wants from us. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Amen or oh my. Jesus is saying, if you prefer your father or mother or your son or daughter over me, you don't deserve me. That's what he's saying. If you loveth wealth more than him, you don't deserve me. Remember the rich young ruler, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come and take up your cross and follow me. And he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? Brothers and sisters, he didn't say it was impossible, but he said it would be hard. I'm here to tell you, I come to lift up Jesus this morning. I come to lift him up this morning. It's not my words, it's his words. It's him that is telling us this. The brothers, we cannot have nothing but him as our center of our life. And I come this morning here, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Brothers and sisters, he is everything and should be everything to us. He has showed that to me, pounded out of my head the last few weeks and months, wherein there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bound or free, but Christ is all and in all. That is what it means to be Christ-centered this morning. That's what it means to be the one to lift him up above everything else, lift him up above everything else that you've come to anticipate and that you think that is love. I'm here to tell you, you find out for sure when you put him first, I guarantee you he'll take care of the rest of it in your life. I'm reminded of a story of a preacher and his wife, and they've been in the ministry for 60 some years. They've been, and I remember this, them telling about this. And his wife said, well, don't you think we need to spend a little bit of time together? And he said, whenever we get to heaven, we'll be able to spend all of eternity together, honey. And I'm here to tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy serving God. It's not easy doing the things that God wants in life centered around. It's not that you just disbanding everybody and tell them to go away. It's not that at all. But brother, it is that Jesus Christ needs to be number one and foremost in your life. And if he's not, I'm telling you, you're missing the mark. I'm just telling you, you're missing the mark. And brothers and sisters, there's a time to hit it dead center. You know what? We're going to have a song here, Belinda, if you don't care. Let's get a song. We're ready. I'm going to have an altar call right now. And I'm here to tell you, I come to lift Jesus up. I hope and pray that's what you're doing this morning. I hope and pray that, you know what, that you come here this morning to lift him up. Lift him up. Not yourself. Not anybody else around you, but lift him up. If they get a song, please come.